broadcasting live. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Blockhead Nation. You are listening to, once again, your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. Now, I'm going to have to get some clarification and some misconceptions out of the way at the start of this episode, based entirely upon the Facebook Live video that I did the other day. It looks like I got some confusion, had some time to think about it, even prayed over this one. So we'll get to those details in just a second. But as we get started, guys, since it's summertime, don't want to forget about your four-legged, furry loved ones. They deserve some special summer snacks this year from our friends over at True Dog. True Dog exclusively uses premium-grade human cuts from U.S.-sourced meats. No wheat, no corn, no grains, no sugar, no fillers or byproducts. True Dog foods and snacks have no refined carbohydrates, no added salts, just pure digestible quality protein, as seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, Lifetime, and the Health and Wellness Channel. True Dog foods and snacks are formulated with advice and nurturing from leading holistic veterinarians to help dogs live longer, happier, and healthier lives. True Dog backs each and every one of their products with an unconditional 60-day money-back guarantee. You love it, or you get your money back. It's that simple. So check out my link in the podcast today to save anywhere from 30 to 70% on treats, on supplements, on dental and grooming products for your furry loved ones, and so much more. So give a shout out to my friends over at True Dog. Thank you for joining me today on your favorite Blockhead. And also, I want to start off by giving my love to the Yogis Podcast Network and to the Dose Leprechauns Podcast Network. You know very well I talk about the Nightly Rant, the mothership of the YPN network. So both of those links are going to be up as well. The Dose Leprechauns have a race that's coming up this summer. We're going to be watching the action live as they stream that on Facebook, so we'll give you some updates. But as I get started today, guys, I've got to get some misconceptions out of the way. Some of these are just straight-up slips of the tongue. As you hear me take my iconic sip of water. I don't know why that's iconic anyway. Let's just say that I'm breaching etiquette and I'm not sorry for it. So we'll just put it that way. But as I look back through some of my old episodes, if you caught them or if you didn't, Blockhead never admits to being perfect. He admits to being what you see in the title, a blockhead. A guy who will persevere, a guy who will continue to wreck kites and misplace kicks, but he will continue to get back in the game. So we're going to go ahead and cover a couple things that I look back on some of my old episodes. Yes, when I talked about one of the different examples, I think I even did of this for True Dog maybe, I'm not entirely sure, but when I talked about Battle Cat from Masters of the Universe, yes, I did say something about him eating kitty litter, which I actually meant whatever kind of kitty treats that he would be eating. But yes, that was what I used, was kitty litter. And some of y'all definitely called me out on that one. And I haven't addressed it, so now we're going to address it in this episode. And also, when I look back on when I was talking about Joe Cool in the previous episode, there was a particular one that I left out. There are going to be other times that Joe Cool does come up in the comic strip, and there's also a special episode called Is This Goodbye, Charlie Brown, where momentarily Linus and Lucy are going to be leaving and the dad is taking another job outside of the city, so they pack up and move. So they call for a catering service. And sure enough, who is running the entire operation? Joe Cool. The Joe Cool Catering Service, and he provides them with dog biscuits and water and kibble and everything that would be great for a catering service for a dog, but not so much for those that are departing and going to a new city for a new chapter in their life. So that didn't work out all too well for the catering service. So Joe Cool definitely got some negative comments, however they did that, letters to the editor at that particular time period. And our poor little dog Marcy just sneezed over there, so I got to give her a little bit of leeway. You know, we love our dog over here. And yes, there was in that episode, well, not that episode, but there's another slip of the tongue right there. There's where I have my little slip-ups that are going to happen. There was a Facebook Live video I put out where I said that I was going to be splitting and dividing my show. Well, the more I thought about this, the more I realized I'm sending my listeners off to many other different locations. I am going to be scattering you way more than I would like to. So here's what the actual plan is going to be. Me and my best friend had lunch, and he talked about how sometimes that the show can be a little confusing, and really the truth is more of that I feel like I'm wrapping everything. I'm giving too much closure too quickly at the start of the show so that I can go forward with a promo for one of my affiliate links and then go on and do something about MMA, which that is absolutely true. That part is true. Now, when I thought about doing several more shows, we're still going to have Brother Sin and the Blockhead, but when I do a whole series, I mean when I say I'm going to do an entire setting of This Is America, You Blockhead, you can be expecting that after we hit episode 100, there are going to be series that come on this show that are dedicated entirely to one particular topic. So if I decide to do This Is America, You Blockhead, in a way that does emulate the This Is America series from Charlie Brown and the Peanuts, when they covered all of the aspects of the NASA space station to the birth of the Constitution. And they also did one that is near and dear to my heart, and I'm pretty sure it's the first one that I'm going to look into, the Transcontinental Railroad, or as the Native Americans often refer to it as, the Great Iron Horse. That is a plan entirely to be one of the episodes that comes up where you will see This Is America, You Blockhead. You will know that that is the series. It will still be on this podcast. It will still be easy to attain and be able to follow the show. I'm not going to send you to an entirely different new location. So if you see This Is America, Your Blockhead about the Transcontinental Railroad, you know that I have already given you a heads up to all my listeners. You can expect that. Let's say I want to do an entire one on General Sherman and the March to the Sea. I could do that if I wanted to, you know, the burning of Georgia and Savannah. If I wanted to do something entirely about Kennedy, then I could do an entire episode on that and not have to wrap up anything. I'd still do my affiliate promos as I normally do, but I wouldn't be a little less restricted by doing that. And then if I do one entirely on MMA, it's going to say the Blockhead's MMA Breakdown. So that is definitely the plan. There's going to be a series called YFB's MMA Breakdown where it's entirely on MMA. So if that's not particularly your cup of tea, if you don't follow the sport of MMA, but you like coming on here when you want to hear thoughts about Peanuts, about different topics, then that's a different story. Then we'll continue with that format. So you will know that this one won't be it won't be so restricted, it won't be given too much closure too fast. So you'll know there are some series that are coming up on this particular podcast. So after we hit episode 100, when we go forward, you'll see some that say, This Is America, You Blockhead, the Transcontinental Railroad. This Is America, You Blockhead, the Mayflower Voyage, or something of that nature. If it says MMA Breakdown, then that's going to be an entire segment just on mixed martial arts. It won't be as much intertwining. It won't have to go from the flip of a switch and then turn it off and move on to my sport of choice. So that is the actual plan going forward after episode 100. So there might be other shows that are just like this, but when you see them say This Is America or you see the breakdown, you'll know what to expect coming with those shows. Just wanted to clarify and clear up all those misconceptions that might have happened with the previous episode and the Facebook Live, those that are following me. So just know that it's still a good thing. This show is not going anywhere. I'm not going to scatter you, and I'm still going to have a different art that's coming in from my pro bono cartoonist, Delva78, you know I'm talking to you. So there's still going to be the opportunity for him to share his talent and his artwork with this show, which I always appreciate. And then there's one other thing that I'm going to get out of the way now before I get into my next part of mixed martial arts. You know very well, those that have been following me, every Wednesday and Friday, I am listening to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen. I absolutely love this podcast, and I get very entertained out of it. Sometimes that I will just be driving, and I'll hear the podcast played on my car, and I will just pop for something that goes down. Just recently, he talked about Boss Rutan and his involvement in the Here Comes the Boom movie, which, by the way, is very funny. It's hilarious. It's got a lot of good interaction with MMA fighters. Love seeing Joe Rogan in it, and there's a little involvement in Chael's part. But when we get to in this episode that came up on Friday, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with Chael. And I'm going to get out of the way now on this podcast. So Boss Rutan is doing the shooting for the show. And there's a moment in there where Chael gets a message saying, hey, Boss, is wanting for you to apologize for something that happened years ago. I'm not going to give away the entire narrative of this entire podcast. But what Chael does is he approaches him and he starts off in typical vintage American gangster fashion. He goes and he says, hey, Boss, I want to talk to you for a second. And Boss is fully expecting an apology, or at least has been anticipating one for a long time, because he's the guy that asked for one. And so Chael continues to go into this, hey, there was that different time when you came to Team Quest. And then there's a break in the audible, and you hear him say, you never thanked me for that. And right there, I had the biggest pop. But somewhere in there, Chael goes from his gangster face to cracking a smile, and Boss goes, okay, I got you, I'm following. They shake hands, and boom, they go their separate ways. No. Gangster, you could have run with that entire segment, regardless if his Boss had clocked you in the chin or if he had got a big laugh out of it. You were the guy that continued to put other different MMA analysts in knots all the time, and nothing was for sure with you, whether you were putting a spin on it, if you were cutting a promo, if you were doing a work, if you were doing a shoot. Nobody could follow you, and all of a sudden now you bow to, even though Boss Rutan is a respectable guy and a likable guy, you cower when you could have run with this entire narrative of him owing you an apology. I mean, could you have reverted back to the keyboard, and could you refer back to the thing the kids call Twitter and kept the narrative going for this? Yes. So I will say that I was disappointed. I would rather you have continued to poke the bear, as you are well known to do, just to see if the Boss will dance. And that is not what happened. So I'm a little disappointed with that, because it was a straight up boom and a bust. Straight from a, oh my gosh, now we're getting to some good stuff. My jaw is on the ground all of a sudden to, aww, and that's a wrap for the entire segment. And I don't appreciate it. I would have enjoyed a lot more of you leading him on and going, I really do want that apology. I mean, I could take you for a steak dinner, but I'm still expecting for you to pick up the tip and give me an apology along the way just for what I did for you at Team Quest. You could have run with this entire segment, and you didn't do it. It makes me question, are the days of the American gangster going away and the days of the patty cake podcast that's coming out with your welcome, Chael Sonnen? I'm not even sure what to think, but guys, I can tell you one thing to consider now for this summer. You and your family are looking for some better snacking options. You made it through May. Summer is out, and the kids don't need to be snacking on all of the junk that you have in your pantry. Well, Earthbox is your solution to your snacking issues this summer, because Earthbox is the best way to discover delicious, healthy new snacks and beverages delivered right to your door every month, and they are jam-packed with snacks. Earthbox is a monthly snack subscription available in everything from classic to gluten-free to vegan to diet box options. Every month, Earthbox makes health a priority in your life by surprising you with fantastic full-sized snacks that must pass strict ingredient sourcing, calorie nutrition, and manufacturing standards. So follow the link in the description of my podcast, and Blockhead is going to get you $10 off your first order plus a free box. You heard that right. That's a lot of snacks coming your way. When you get to check out, you be sure and use the promo code EARTHBOX10. That's all uppercase. URTH BOX 10. Zero. Use that promo code at checkout to get $10 off your order and a free box from Earthbox sent right to your door. Happy summer. Enjoy that from your favorite blockhead and from my friends over at Earthbox. So as we continue on, there was a poll that was taken on Facebook as I take another swig of water here. Chael Storman got me fired up a little bit about how, you know, he killed his own narrative. But as we get into current day, the discussion across the board was who has the best ground and pound in MMA today. And as I looked through the comments, I scrolled through because I made sure I had that kind of time during the day as the end of the year as the teacher rolls on, because there's obviously more things I could be doing. But as I looked through and I scrolled through, one name is synonymous across the board for who is considered to have the best ground and pound. And I believe this is another misconception that your favorite blockhead can actually clear up for some of you. The misconception is that the guy who has the best ground and pound in the industry today is Khabib. Now, if I were to reiterate this, and if I were to actually break this down and analyze and interpret for you, Khabib has excellent wrestling and ground and pound, yes, but would I give him the best in the business now? I have to give him the most memorable. Khabib has the most memorable ground and pound for the simple fact that he just took out the best well-known commodity in the MMA industry today, known as Conor. That's the one that most fans are going to latch on. There were other names that were thrown out, some that were just being stupid, like Hulk Hogan. But when you take it seriously, 9 times out of 10, the answer was Khabib. But too often, when I look at that, there were 3 names that automatically came to my mind before I went through the entire segment, before I looked at all the comments on Facebook, just to see what the masses were thinking. Do I like Khabib's wrestling and ground and pound? I'm quite impressed by it, but I had to look at some of the best that's often coming out of the industry, and it's still to be determined across the board, because if you compare the striking and the kicking to the grappling and to the ground and pound, you have a lot more in the striking category than you do entirely on the ground and pound. And the ones that stand out to me, I call them the Triple C. One that has always been exceptional at ground and pound is Carlos Condit. Quite often, his stands out often. Very, very crisp ground and pound. Donald Cerrone has been doing exceptionally well, too. So there's your 2 C's. The third, I have to give it to Henry Cejudo. So if I'm giving the 3, Condit, Cerrone, and Cejudo are some of the best ground and pound that I'm seeing just currently in the UFC. But as I go forward, there's a couple of guys I overlook. I keep going, wait a minute. RDA, Rafael Dos Anjos, has shown us often that he's got some serious ground and pound. Very well articulated, good timing for the ground and pound for RDA. Junior Dos Santos has done an exceptional job in that category as well. And even though I'm looking forward to seeing him fight again, I have to give it to Kelvin Gastelum as well. His is dangerous when you get him into ground and pound. And right now, if I had to give a who's who on who just stood out amongst the crowd that's got my attention on ground and pound, it's Jack Hermanson, also known as the Joker. And when I finally put in this moving part to the current fight that's going on today between Alexander Gustafsson and Anthony Smith, it wasn't enough to sell me when I know that the 2 guys that got bucked off the horse that were not able to stay in there with Jones, whether it was the entire time or both of them have had to walk out with their heads hung low. Gus versus Smith is fighting for second best. That wasn't enough to hold my attention, but when I think about the ground and pound versus the striking and conditioning of Gus, this has my interest way more than anything about the guys fighting for second best to attain what Jones currently has in the light heavyweight division. Not lightweight, sorry. There's another slip of the tongue. The light heavyweight division being John Jones that holds the crown, but Gus and Smith are battling out for who would be second best. But what could be a moving part for Smith is his wrestling and ground and pound, especially if he can withstand the striking and the conditioning and the feet movement that comes from Gus. So in many ways, it's still a beautiful fight between the two of them. We'll be looking at the results on that to come. And again, as you listen through my entire show, I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all of you that continue to come in every week, every Saturday, whether you have some downtime, if you're out working in the lawn, if you're on the way to the gym, if you're in the car, and you take time to listen to your favorite blockhead. This is me saying that often what I share with you is my opinion. And as I heard on Friday that I wanted to kind of, I'm not going to coin this phrase, but it has to ring true, is not every opinion deserves to be believed. If you've continued to come back and you are a returning listener, there must be something that has resonated with you, and I hope to continue to give you that kind of content and the storytelling that you get from your favorite blockhead as we continue with this show. And as you continue through the summer, there's another issue, if I can, that I would like to ease up for you from my listeners. When we all get into our dinner rut sometimes, don't we? The kids have somewhere to be. You're too tired to think through a meal plan for the week. Well, get all your new ideas every week to help you get dinner on the table in a timely manner with eMeals. eMeals works with Amazon Fresh, with Instacart, with Walmart, and is personally endorsed by personal money management expert Dave Ramsey. Use my link to sign up for a free trial. Yes, you heard that right. A free trial, and enjoy full access to an entire range of healthy recipes crafted and curated by professional food teams and registered dietitians with eMeals. So guys, I leave that for you, and I continue to thank y'all for coming back to my show often. But as I put out my love to the Yogis Podcast Network and putting the links up there, make sure you go listen to their show. We have a third time around. I'm stepping back into the YPN arena for the third time coming up soon. That's going to be up on iTunes soon. Be watching for our interview as we talk once again with me, Mike, and Toria. And we have our nice little round table. But also the Dose Leprechauns podcast. Be watching the results of the race that's going on this summer. And I did mention something about how if you tune into this show, this is some of y'all have been on sitting on pins and needles the whole time. Who am I going to choose? Am I choosing Team Pruitt, who is fully suiting up? And yes, I mean in an actual formal suit to run the race, versus Hendricks, who is probably going to have his hand in a three-point stance and in the other hand carrying a box of Twinkies as he tries to make his way across the finish line before Pruitt can without trying to get too much mud on his nice shoes that are shined nicely. Well, if I had to pick one of you, there's a great phrase once used by the Stinger. One thing about Sting from the WCW on into the WWE is that nothing is for sure. And the same for the Blockhead. One thing is that for sure is nothing is for sure. And I will see you again the same Blockhead time, the same Blockhead channel. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you guys the next time around.